So, as I pondered the questions about how my faith became real and where faith in my life intersect, I listened to past recordings of Faith at 5:30 and looked over our St. John's website and the links for the larger Episcopal Church. I found the beliefs of St. John's belong, grow, serve, and center, and realized that stumbling upon the beliefs of our parish helped me to validate my feelings and connections in my relationship with God, the Episcopal Church, and St. John's. Now, I'll tell my story in the same fashion as Wallace Marsh. There's going to be three key points. So hopefully, I'll weave these together in a cohesive message for a glimpse of how my faith became real and continues to grow each day. I want to share my background in the church, what the church meant to me as a child, and how that translated across adolescence, young adulthood, and now my middle adult years. Secondly, I want to share some key components that have kept me in the church. And lastly, I'll highlight the words that nourish me and call me to relationship with God each day. I'll start with my background in the church. I am, as Father Bill said, a cradle Episcopalian. We were the family that sat in the third row on the left side of the church whenever the doors were open. We were acolytes. We attended the five-kid Sunday school. Five kids. We were a small church and often were allowed to be first in line at the parish dinners. The church was a grounding pad, the same place where my parents met and married, and my three siblings and I were baptized. St. Andrew's was an extension of our home and family, but it was a dutiful relationship. Fortunately, as a late teen and person in my early 20s, the church became a place I was called back to, seeking welcome and solace, rather than a place I had to go every Sunday morning. An added bonus in college was that I found a companion who would accompany me to St. John's on West Peachtree in Atlanta. After all these years, I know that it was not just the promise of varsity chili dogs and french fries for lunch that kept him attending church with me. We married in the same church as my parents, but unlike my parents, who have been faithful congregants of the same church for 50 years, we have been part of many different parishes. With each move, small town or big city, we have sought to find our home in the Episcopal Church. For me, in my adulthood, the family was truly my home. It was, or it is, a place of comfort and a den of support. So the reasonable thought here would be, so what flipped the switch from dutiful attendee to a joyful participant? I would love to recount that I had a marvelous epiphany while sitting in the pew. However, that's not the case. Instead, I consider my relationship with God, I would describe it more of a crazy quilt. For those of you who are not quilters, and I will disclose that I'm not a true quilter, I'm more of a wannabe who can piece fabric and stitch in the ditch. A crazy quilt is a mix of various fabrics in different shapes, sizes, colors that follow no specific pattern. But when put together, they may be embellished with fanciful stitching and provide both beauty and warmth. So instead of a specific moment, I've collected moments and words, scraps of fabric, if you will, that have shaped my faith. Some folks describe God winks as moments when they are reminded of God's presence in their life or his control in a certain situation. For me, when you have enough of these or significant ones, you cannot deny the importance of faith. I think a significant moment was when I was in college. I was taking an afternoon with my 83-year-old godfather. I lost both my grandfathers in their late 50s, so this was my grandfather. He made great vegetable soup, cheese toast on rye bread, and deviled eggs. Not in combination, but they were great on their own. So I was in Atlanta for college, but wanted to spend time with him as his health was declining. What better way to spend time together than for him to teach me how to make vegetable soup? I have no doubt in God's presence that day. We had to run an errand in the midst of soup making. We backed the red Lumina out of the driveway, headed down Wilson Lane, when he asked me, "Does Dane make you happy?" "Yes," two hands on the wheel. "Is he the one?" Eyes on the road, I think so. Good. There were no more questions. We finished our errand. We made our soup. My godfather passed away the following week. I have no doubt that God was there in that moment, and my godfather was making sure that it was good for him to go. It was a very all-knowing moment as we consider the words of Scripture that God knows before we ask. Perhaps I did not know it is that moment, but the ending of one caring relationship was being transitioned to another loving one. So some of you may guess my Forester is the namesake. His namesake was my godfather. So besides the remarkable moments, there are defining words that stand out in my faith. Our first church as a married couple was St. John's, Bainbridge, right up the road. We were members of this parish for 8 years. The congregation embraced us as their own children, a young professional couple that in due time grew to a family of four. The in due time was the struggle. I had finished my master's degree, was practicing as a nurse midwife in Tallahassee, and was ready for a baby. Okay, God, let's go. Let's do this. Crickets. Quiet. It's time. I've done everything I'm supposed to. I'm a good person. Come on. Nothing. Then one Sunday, we had a visiting rector, the Reverend Charles Hoskins from Savannah. Charismatic, joyful, the image I relate to our providing bishop, Michael Curry. Father Hoskins began his homily, and within 2 minutes, rain began thundering down. A small church with a tin roof and no microphones. We couldn't hear a thing. Nothing. I think people kind of looked like, will we keep going, or are we going to call it a day, or what? But he stepped down from the pulpit, and he stood in the first couple rows of pews in the midst of the congregation. Now, I don't remember every word, but he said something that morning that I have carried with me decades later. He said, God is good, but he isn't easy. I thought about it. God is good. Yes, I agree. But he isn't easy. Wow, that's true. Those words took me to a better understanding of faith. First and foremost, I recognized that I needed to trust God. Just like many years before, he had put a plan in motion. He had a plan for me. In trusting God's timing and his control of my life, I grew to love the church even more and have a greater commitment to nurturing the spiritual facet of my life. Most people know me, understand that I am not evangelical, nor one to readily quote scriptures. Instead, I look at the gifts that I have in my relationship with God and the church. By trusting my relationship with God, I find comfort, love, grace, renewal, and peace. Each time I sit in the quiet space of St. John's, celebrate the Eucharist, and pass the peace with my brothers and sisters in Christ, I know God's presence, and I feel the comfort and love. I leave to start the week with a sense of renewal and peace. I know if I misstep, I can recover with grace and be set right to start again. My faith quilt is sewn with God moments that represent trusting in the Holy Spirit, finding comfort in the church, knowing God's love, living with grace, being renewed in faith, and experiencing the peace of God. So what do you wash this quilt with? What are the words that preserve it and keep me in relationship with God each day? This is the third focus on how my faith and life intersect. For me, there are key prayers that are a part of the Episcopal service: the post-communion prayer, the dismissal, and one very specific blessing. These are the words that charge us to carry our faith into the world and act on it. I see my faith as a pay it forward of sorts. I'm grateful for my relationship with God. How do I express my gratitude and bear witness to God's presence in my life? For me, it's fulfilling these responsibilities of our daily life. First is the post-communion prayer. Part of it reads, "Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart." This is my joyful task as a Christian. For all that I have been given, let me be a grateful follower of Christ and love and serve with gladness and sincere reflection on my relationship with God. I also appreciate the prayer for strength and courage, because God is good, but he isn't easy. The weak, the world, will present challenges, but I'm equipped with strength and courage, and I know I can find renewal in God. My second favorite words, and I cannot say these without hearing Deacon Joe's enthusiastic voice in my ear, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." What a great jump start for our week. Go in peace. Be in that relationship with God so that you can love others and serve the Lord. This is a statement of our faith in action, because I know love, comfort, grace, and peace of God. Let me advocate for others and care for others so they too can find trust and relationship with God. And finally, my favorite prayer, I heard this first in a parish in Baton Rouge, and I have a copy of it in a place I see every morning. This prayer came at a time when I needed a reminder of God's presence and my responsibility as a faithful follower. Life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who make the journey with us. So be swift to love, make haste to be kind, and the blessing of God, who made us, who loves us, and who travels with us, be with you now and forevermore. As I've described, faith in my life is a collection of words and moments that have shaped me into who I am today. I'm grateful for the beautiful moments and also the times when God has said no or not now. This story of faith and relationship with God reminds me that I'm part of a larger community of Christians intended to love and serve one another. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my story of faith with you.